Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we've been off and on visiting South African wines for quite a while. And every time I taste them, I end up being very impressed by what they're doing down there.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Alan. I'm going to take a little time and do a couple of shows on some South African producers I've recently discovered in the last year that definitely deserved a deeper look. The first is a property called Remhoogte from the Stellenbosch region. The spelling is tough, so we will definitely put all this on the website. This mountain vineyard estate is a relatively modern venture. The Boustred family bought the property in 1994, and the second generation winemaker is a gentleman by the name of Chris Boustred. I actually met him briefly at a store sampling right before the holidays. It's part of the reason that I'm ending up doing this. Anyway, he assumed the role in 2007. The focus here is on sustainable wines made with minimal intervention to allow the vineyard to express itself. The wines are all hand-sorted. It's all natural yeast. They really do a minimal approach, and the results are very pleasing indeed. First, I tried the 2018 Aspect Merlot, and they have three ranges, so this is from their premium range. This is an elegant wine, deep garnet in color, with classic aromas of black cherry, currants, violets, and cigar box.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice. On the palate, the wine is supple with rounded black fruit flavors, a wonderful balancing acidity, and a lingering finish. It carries its 14.5% alcohol very well. And at $21.99, I thought was a really very fair value.
That sounds extremely good.
Yeah, it was good. Now, from the reserve range, I tried the Honey Bunch Chenin Blanc from the 2022 vintage. Chenin Blanc is South Africa's most important white grape, and they execute Chenin Blanc very differently than you see in most of the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The wine comes from a 35-year-old single vineyard, has a brilliant light gold color, generous nose of honeysuckle, orange peel, notes of ginger and white flowers. And on the palate, the wine is forward and bright with a layered, almost oily texture yielding to a wonderful crisp acidity. This is serious Chenin Blanc and could easily cellar for another 10 years.
Mm.
It's a legitimate candidate for a Saturday night dinner wine with crab or lobster or something that's got enough flavor to stand up to it. And at $27.95, I think it's a pretty good value. Lastly, from the Free to Be range, which is their third range, comes a 2022 Free to Be Weisser Riesling. This is all stainless fermentation, natural yeast. The wine is bottled immediately post-fermentation so that the wine just finishes itself in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
The result is a pale straw wine with aromas of green apple, peach, lychee and lime zest. It was really wonderfully just flavorful. It's fresh and super crisp. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's worth every bit of its $24.99 price point. I have to say, overall, I was really impressed with each of these wines, but my wine of the week, even though it's $27.99, has to be the Honey Bunch Chenin Blanc. It's just, if you are curious to see the potential of South African Chenin Blanc, this wine is a truly good example.
And if you were shopping for a Vouvray, for instance, in France, that's exactly what you'd be paying for it.
Yep.
So this sounds extraordinarily high quality.
And if you wanted to do an interesting thing, you could buy a Vouvray and then get a bottle of this and compare the two.
Very good. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.